Today's Shia Tanya for the 29th of Adar Beis is in Perek Lamedtes, chapter 39. It's on page 546. The Alter Rebbe explained how in the world of Atzilus, the Chabad there is inaccessible, even to the tzaddik, even to the person who serves God with love and fear born out of intellect, because the Chabad of Atzilus is so united with the Eibishter himself and so unlimited and unbounded that no created being can understand it or grasp it. Whereas in Bria, because it comes down in a restricted form, it makes itself accessible to the created intellect, so that an neshama can understand godliness in the world of Bria. V'hine tzimtzum zeh, now this contraction, this tzimtzum, that exists between Atzilus and Bria, that the Chabad comes down from Atzilus in a restricted form into Bria, he sibas ha'or shemeir shem Chabad shalein sev baruch hu l'neshama is elu b'elam ha'bria. It is the tzimtzum that makes it possible for the neshama is in the world of Bria to be able to appreciate the Chabad that illuminates there in the world of Bria. Mashein came by Atzilus, whereas in Atzilus itself, she'ena lebechinas tzimtzum kolkach, there isn't this restriction. Therefore, i'efshel esichlim nivroyim lekabul mehem. Therefore, the intelligence of a created being isn't capable of grasping the seichel, the Chabad, as it is in Atzilus. And therefore, their intellect doesn't grasp godliness there on the level of Atzilus at all. And that's why Atzilus is the abode not for the regular tzaddik or for the average tzaddik, but only for the great tzaddikim. What are the great tzaddikim? Shavidosan hilamaila maila afilu mebechinas dechilu rechimu hanim shoches mehabina vedas bigdulose yizbarech. Their aveda, the aveda of the great tzaddikim, comes from a level of holiness that is much greater even than the love and fear that come from the understanding and knowledge of God's greatness. And therefore it belongs in the world of Atzilus, because Atzilus also is much higher than the level of understanding of the created being. And the Aveda of the great Tzaddikim is a much higher Aveda than the category of Aveda. What then is the Aveda of the great Tzaddikim? Until now we learned that the Aveda of the average person, of the average Jew, is that he serves God with a love and fear that he inherits from the patriarchs. He arouses that love that every Jew has in his heart. Whereas Tzaddikim, their love for God comes from their knowledge and understanding of God's greatness. So it's a love born out of knowledge created through their closeness to God. And that's why the tzaddik reaches the world of Bria, which is the expression of the divine Chabad, of the divine wisdom, whereas the average person whose love and fear doesn't come from intellect, from wisdom, therefore their aveda, their neshama reaches into the world of Yetzira, which is the world of emotion. What is the aveda of the great tzaddikim, who are even higher than Bria? They connect with the world of Atzilus. Elo avidosam heiso de bechinas merkova mamesh. Their aveda is the aveda of a merkova. Le'ein sev baruchu ulibotul elav b'metzias ulihikolo be'ereyiz barech heim v'kol asher lohem. The merkova, the level of total devotion, of total nullification, is higher even than the Aveda of Seichel. Because as we learned earlier in Perek Lamed Hei, that even the greatest tzaddik, with the greatest amount of love and fear, that is born out of intellect and knowledge of God's greatness, yet that neshama is an entity, an existent being, and this being harbors a love and a fear for God. But that's not a total bittul to God. There is an existing being who is in the process, in the throes of love and fear of God. Total bittul means a merkava. The great tzaddikim, they are on a level of merkava, which means that they are completely bittul and completely absorbed into God's light, and they take with them not only themselves, but everything around them, everything about them. Even their body and the limbs of their body are a chariot to God. Through the observance of Torah and mitzvahs. They involve also the physical material of their that makes up their existence. Similar to what is said about the patriarchs, that they were the chariot, the divine chariot, the Hainu, and what does that mean? It's because all their life, this was the level on which they served God. Although every Jew, in the process, in doing Torah and mitzvahs, we learned earlier that the Jew becomes a Merkava, but that's only the part of the body that is doing the mitzvah, and only for the duration of the mitzvah. Whereas the patriarchs, they were the Merkava, they were the divine chariot, because all their life, not only when they were doing mitzvahs, and their entire body, all parts of their body, were on this level of nullification, on this level of complete bittul and merkava to the Eibishter. And so that kind of a neshama connects to the world of Atzilus, in which the connection to God transcends even the intellect. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 29th of Adar days, the Rebbe writes that Ba'achas Ha'esvadus Omar Amur, at a Fabrengen, my father said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bore Es Ha'ilam V'chol HaDvorim HaGashmi Ma'ayin L'yesh. The Eibishter created the world and all physical things out of nothing, from nothing to something. Un Eden Dafen Machen M'yesh L'ayin. And Jews have to reverse the process and make the something back into a nothing. Make the physical back into a spiritual. From the Gashmias Machen Ruchnias. The Aveda Machen from Gashmias Ruchnias. Und dem Gashmi Machen Akeli for Ruchnias. This Aveda of making the physical into something spiritual and turning the physical into a Keli, into a vessel for spiritual things, for godliness. Thus is Achivas Gavra. This is an obligation on each person. In them is mechuyiv kol echad v'echad b'frat. This is an obligation that lies not on a community or on a people, but on each individual specifically. The meaning here might be that there are two possibilities. The object, the physical object, every physical object that was created, the intention and the kavana is that it should in some way become part of ruchnias, it should become part of the godly plan for the world. That the world, everything in the world becomes godly. So if we look at it that way, then it doesn't matter who turns this gashmi, this physical thing, into something ruchni, as long as it happens. The Rebbe is saying that this is not an obligation on the object, that the object has to become godly. It's an obligation on the individual to make this object godly. And that corresponds to the idea that in the divine plan, every physical object will serve some divine purpose, but it can happen only through a particular individual. Every person has his part of the world, chelkei ba'olam, that only he can elevate. And only he is responsible and obligated to elevate it. And it can only come through him. So there's an obligation on the individual, on the person, that he must elevate the world, not only that the world must become some way elevated.